Part A. Listen to a conversation between two students. Then answer questions 1 to 5.
Hey, Karen. Looks like you got some sun this weekend.
Yeah, I guess so. I spent the weekend at the beach.
Oh, yeah? That's great. Where'd you stay?
Some friends of my parents live out there, and they invited me for as long as I wanted to stay.
So, what are you doing back here already?
Oh, I have a paper I need to work on, and I just couldn't do any serious studying at the beach.
I don't blame you. So, what did you do out there? I mean, besides lie out in the sun, obviously.
I jogged up and down the beach, and I played some volleyball. You know, I never realized how hard it is to run on sand. I couldn't even get through a whole game before I had to sit down. It's much easier to run in the wet sand near the water.
Not to mention cooler. Did you go swimming?
I wanted to, but they said the water isn't warm enough for that until a couple of months from now, so I just waded in up to my knees.
It all sounds so relaxing. I wish I could get away to the beach like that.
It looks like you could use it. Don't tell me you spent the weekend in the library again.
Part B. Listen to a number of short conversations to answer questions 6 to 15.
Number 6. Are you ready to go jogging?
Almost. I have to warm up first.
What does the woman mean? Number 7.
I've been calling David for the past half hour, but I keep getting a busy signal.
Well, if you don't get him soon, we'll just have to go to the movies without him.
Why are the women trying to call David? Number 8.
If I don't find my wallet pretty soon, I'm going to have to report it stolen.
Hold on. Before you call the campus security office, have you checked your car, all your jacket pockets, everywhere?
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 9.
I notice you don't buy your lunch in the cafeteria anymore.
When prices went up, I decided to bring my own.
Why doesn't the woman buy food in the cafeteria? Number 10.
You know, my car hasn't been the same since I bumped into that telephone pole.
You'd better have that looked into before you drive to Florida.
What does the woman mean? Number 11.
Hello? I'd like 2 seats for this evening's show.
Sorry, but the performance is already sold out. Would you be interested in something later this week?
What does the woman imply? Number 12.
That leaky faucet is starting to get to me.
What should we do about it?
What does the woman want to know? Number 13.
Could you please tell me where to find running shoes?
Yes, they'd be on the 2nd floor in sporting goods.
Where is this conversation probably taking place? Number 14.
Mary, did you drop off the roll of film for developing?
No, I got Susan to do it.
What happened to the roll of film? Number 15.
The floor is awfully wet. What happened?
No sooner had I gotten into the shower than the phone rang.
What does the man imply?